So I've lived in Baltimore for 30 years, but I grew up a Washington Redskins fan. So in the early 90s, three of my buddies and I, we hopped in a van, went to Minneapolis to watch the Super Bowl. So we get there, we stay in some guy's basement, a friend of a friend's basement. We go to the Super Bowl, they win. We're all excited, and we decide to go back to the Redskins hotel, the place they were staying at. It was packed. The ground floor with the bar and all that, lots of fans there, everyone celebrating, high five, lots of lines everywhere, lines for the bathroom, lines for drinks. So I decided to go take the escalator upstairs to this big hotel and go to the bathroom up there. Sure enough, it's not that crowded. I go into the bathroom. I'm at the urinal doing my business, and I hear this froggy voice right next to me. And it says, "Hell of a game." I look down, look up, and it's Larry King. Now, not all of them is a king, I can tell you that. So we finish our business. We clean, I wash our hands, do all the right things, start walking out, and I'm getting ready to head back down to the escalator to where the madness is. And he's walking over on the other side of the balcony area into this ballroom. And outside the ballroom, there's tables out there keeping people going. And he looked at me and goes, "Come on." So I follow him into this ballroom. The doors open up, and there's most of the Washington Redskins, their Super Bowl trophy, free drinks, bars. It's where they came back to celebrate their victory. This is within 2 hours of the game being over. I'm inside there. I'm like, oh, my God, grabbing a shrimp, grabbing a beer, having fun, looking around, pinching myself. And then I realize, oh, wow, my three buddies are downstairs in the madness. What am I going to do? So I decided I've got to get them. It's only the right thing to do. I get all excited. I said, how do I get back in this room? And I noticed they were doing a hand stamp, because you had to go to the outside in the general area to go to the bathroom. To get back in, you needed a hand stamp. All right? I got the hand stamp. I went down, told my buddies all about this. They said, calm down. I was like, we got to go up there. And he goes, how are you going to get us in? I go, well, like we did back in college. We're just going to do this. Take the hand stamp and do that. They looked at me, that'll never work. I go, well, you want to try? I'm going back up there. So we made a deal. We'll do that. So I gave the first guy this hand stamp. We separated. I went back in, got in successfully. The next guy, he came back in. He got in. Now, it was his job to go back out. I wasn't going to leave again. It was his job to go back down and get the third guy. So he goes down. The third guy comes back up, my friend Tom. And he was probably the biggest fan. He was enamored. He goes, I am not leaving now. You have to, and the two of us are like, you have to go back down and get the last guy. He goes, I am not going. He looked at me and goes, Krasinski, I am going to kill you if I don't get back in. So he got really excited. He went down. Luckily, all four got in. So next thing you know, we're sitting there having beers, holding the Super Bowl trophy, high-fiving, spending all this time, drinking free beer, eating shrimp, eating everything, and Larry King's just sitting there looking at me and smiling, go, there you go, buddy. Thank you. But I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan now. Hey.